Thank you, Naomi. I'm thoroughly intimidated by and unworthy of the introduction. And Naomi, with your permission, I think I'd like to start off by hearing what people would like me to address. So I am prepared to learn with you, but I'd like to hear first what you'd like me to address. Yes. Please speak loudly.
Sure. I think if you can give us some maybe ideas that you have of how we can incorporate women into more aspects of leadership or the next community.
How to incorporate women into more aspects of leadership. Okay. What else? Yes, please.
Someone was actually asking. I don't know if that person is
here. Are you able to hear at the back of the room?
Yeah.
Please speak louder.
Someone had asked me if you might be speaking about the role of women in the conversion process.
Okay. Role of women in conversion, yes.
Well, more than that. Are you including that, or will you be including that, or perhaps as part of the curriculum already, the laws of conversion, so that the women, I mean, the RCA has indicated that they do want women making taking a more active role. I assume that you will prepare them for it.
I will address that. Thank you. Anything else? Yes, please.
What do you see as some of the differences in terms of the direction of women's roles in Israel and in Iran?
Okay. Differences in U.S. and in Israel. What else? Yes.
Maybe less specific to women's roles, but more the hearing of women's voices and how that's going to play out. I know in some of the responses to the event that happened, I know I was a little disturbed to hear some big people say that, do women have a role? Probably, and in that case, it's somewhat self-explanatory. You know, what they might have to contribute is self-explanatory, and found it a little disturbing to hear that women's voices might not be given the credence that it should among women at leadership.
Okay. Yes.
How do we make the mikveh feel like a safe place for women? Less in terms of rules and more in terms of spirituality.
How to make the mikveh feel safe. Yes, please.
Hey, I have a broader question and my daughter Shira was at Mishon last year. So. Anyway, but just in terms of when scandals or something does happen, often we hear that there were hints about it beforehand and nothing was quite done. And I don't know if there's any, if you're voicing any opinions about that, but if there's any sort of way to centralize things when there is something that crops up, how do we deal with it early on?
Yes.
To build on this question, perhaps you can tell us about the organization you were mentioning before, the Takana, that is... that
I think is a great model in Israel for this
kind of issue. Okay. It's a heavy load. Yes. My divorce to Israel in the Supreme Court, it took me 9 years to get a get. And I just was wondering what, you know, I've already got my get and everything, but it took 9 years, and I want to know what can be done to make that, to change that, to do something about it. So not just the prenup.
You've asked a very important question. I will not touch on that tonight because I think what I should be doing is speaking about that which is specific to the events that have brought me here. Yes.
maybe an appropriate response when girls or young women are asking for more of a leadership type role that maybe doesn't fall within the rules, halakhic rules?
Don't let me get away without that answering that question. I said that because there's so much that's on the table right now that I don't know what direction we're going to go in, but I would like to address that. Okay, yes.
In terms of hashkafa, like what is the appropriate role for women in Orthodox Judaism?
Don't let me get away without that. Okay. Yes, please.
Just in relation to the question that they just asked, how do we reconcile among ourselves, and especially to be able to tell our daughters that in the secular world, everything is open to them, but then in our own from world, they are much more limited, and how to make that sit?
It's so interesting. I never feel that way. Personally, I'm not a fighter, but I feel so privileged, not so limited, but so very privileged that a world of Torah learning that did not exist when I was a young woman presently exists. And there really are almost no limits if you, depending upon how you look at things. Just let me think to myself of how I'd like to organize my response and whether I want to start there or somewhere else. So just give me a moment. We're talking about the limits upon women's leadership. We're speaking about how to incorporate more aspects of leadership. We're speaking about the role of women in conversion. There are some practical questions that were asked, such as, are we going to expand